We're holding in Samech Emet Beis. So the plan of action, Bez Hashem. So I want to finish up the Gemara with some of the Tosis, and then I want to give you a packet on Shinui Kona. Important packet on that. Then we have to learn the Inyan of Yeish Kona. That requires a packet on that. And a lot of good things. Okay, so let's review what we said yesterday. We said yesterday that if a person is Nishpal HaSheker, and then Edim come, and then he's Moda. So if he's Moda first, he pays Keren V'chomish, and then he doesn't have to pay Kefal. That's Moda B'knas Potter. But if what? If he... But if he is caught first, and then he's Moda, so then there's L'chor, there's a Chiv Kefal, and then there's a Chiv Chomish. So how do the two things work? So Rabbi Yaakov Shita is that if they somehow come out to be the same, as we discussed yesterday at great length, then you can be Yotze with one payment. But if they're not the same, they're not. That's how Rashi learns. And Tosus learns, no. In other words, as long as you pay the extra money, you only have to have one payment, not two payments. So that's the sheet of Rav Yaakov. And then the Chachamim disagree, and they say that there's no Chiyuv Chomesh here b'chlal. It's the only Chiyuv Chomesh when you have to pay Karen. If you have to pay Kefal, there's no Chiyuv Chomesh. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, not only you don't have to pay the chomesh, you don't have to pay the korban either. So those are three shitas. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, the first word of the law is harbe. Amar Mar v'chachomim omim b'rosho v'chamishi so. Moment amishtalim b'rosh mosif chomesh. Moment shein amishtalim b'rosh shein mosif chomesh. So it's only a din in the chomesh, but the korban you have to pay. Ava osha maisi, you have to bring the korban. Maishna chomesh v'lo mishalem. So why is it that you don't pay the chomesh? Dichsiv b'rosho v'chamishiso. So you see that the word rosho, which means keren, is next to the word chamishis. So chomesh is totally only if there's keren. So the Gemara asks, but Oshem Nami lo Mishalom Dachsi Barosho Vachamishiso Ves Ashomo. The word Oshem is there also. So Oshem should also be Toloi only if it's paying a Karen. So Amelacha Rabbon Es Paske Kra. That the word Es makes a Hefsik, and therefore Oshem is not Toloi in Karen. Even if there's a Chiv Kefal, you'll still have to pay the Oshem. But the Chomesh is only if there's a Chiyav Karen. S, the word S is Mafsik, Paske Kro. So the Gemara says, so what about Rav Shimon ben Yochai? Rav Shimon ben Yochai says that the Korban is also dependent on the Karen, and if you have to pay Kefil, then you don't have to pay the Korban either. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, it doesn't just say S, it says V'es. V'es is a machaber. V'es arvikra. V'es puts it together with Berosho. So that arvikra. Rabbanan amilacha lo liktov rachman. So then it's funny because you have a word S. That's mashma to be mafsik. Then you add a vav to say, to negate that. So then forget the S and forget the vav. Just don't write the... In other words, what do you need? The S is to mafsik and then a vav to put it together. Take away the vav and take away the S. And memela, I'll note that they should be together. That the korban should be dependent upon whether it's a karen payment or a kefal payment. That only if it's a karen payment... Do you have to bring the korban? Rabbanan Ami Locha, lo lichta rachmana lo vav velo es. So by the fact that it writes it, it must be that it's to be mafsik. Even though it's a ve'es, it means to be mafsik, and therefore the carbon is not dependent on the carbon you're still going to have to pay. It's only a p'tur in the chomesh, but the carbon you're still going to have to pay. Because even though it says ve'es, by the fact that it says s, even with a vav, is a hefsik. Because if it meant that the vav should be mechaber, then don't write the s and don't write the vav, and memela will know to be mechaber together, that it should be dependent on that. He says, no, S you had it right. Because S is showing you that the Chomesh and the Korban are two different things. One is a Korban, and one is, even though we discussed yesterday, maybe you can have a din like a Korban, but bottom line is, the Chomesh is pure money. So therefore, to show that these two things are separate things, that the korban is separate from the payment, then you have the word S in between. So S had to be written to show that one is a korban and one is not. But why do you have to write Vav is to put them together, Arve Kra. So S losagi lokosov means, losagi means, it cannot have been written not like this. It's like a double negative. It had to be written like this, with an S. Because to show that Mammon Gavoa and Mammon Hedyot, two different things. The Osham is Mammon Gavoa, and the Chomesh is Mammon Hedyot. So the S is Mafsik, and therefore, the S is not Mafsik. It's Mafsik between the concept of Mammon Gavoa and Mammon Hedyot. But the main point is that the Vav puts the korban together with mishtal and barosh, that there's only going to be a din of the korban if it's mishtal and barosh. That means that there's only a chiyub keren. But if there's a din kefil, then there's no chiyub korban. Hilkach asavav arvekra. Okay, good. Okay, so now we're finished with that whole discussion. That whole discussion was only brought as a raya to Rav, that Karen Kane Shagana, because according to Rashi, we wanted to find the Hechi Timtza, that the Kefel and the Chomish could be the same. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elah. Gun of Tleh Venasa Ayil. If you steal a Tleh, so it's a little animal, right? And then it grows up. Or Egel v'nasa shor. So nasa shinoi biyodo kno. So that's a shinoi. Because originally, it was, even though you didn't make the shinoi, but the shinoi happened by itself, but that's a shinoi. So tovach u'mocher, shalohu tovech, shalohu mocher. So if you stole an eagle and then it becomes a shor, so you're not chayv, and you stole it and then you shechted it, you're not chayv dal v'hei. Because the time you shechted it, the animal already changed and you were kona the animal. So the din of dal v'hei is you steal and you shecht the animal that you stole. But if the animal that you stole changed and now you kona it, so you're not shechting the animal that you stole, because it's a different thing. It's shinoi, now you're konet. So memeli, you're not chayiv dal v'hei. If you stole an egel, and the time you shechted it's still an egel, so then you chayiv dal v'hei. But in the interim between stealing and shechting, it grew up. Then you're not chayiv dal v'hei. So that's what the Gemara says. Kind of tlevin asa ayil, Egevel nasa shor, nasa shina biyodo okno, tovachu mocha, shalohu tovech, shalohu mocher. Eisvei, Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Ilah. So Hanina has a kasher from Rabbi Ilah. God of Tanava nasa, I'll egevel nasa shor, shalom tushlumi kefel, tushlumi amachamoisho, ke ain't shagonov. So he says, you pay ke ain't shagonov. Visal gadav kana bishino, imay mishalim, shalohu tovech, shalohu mocher. Why are you paying Tashlumi Arba V'chamisha? But I thought Shino is Kona. So that means the time you shechted it was already yours. So how could he say that you played Dal V'he? Amalei Elamai Shino Lo Kona? So what do you want to tell me? That Shino is not Kona? So Amai B'Shalom Ki Ainsh K'Shagonov? L'Shalom Ki Hashta? Well, so if Shino is not Kona, so that also doesn't make sense. Then why should he pay Ki'ein Shagonav L'Shalim Ki'hashna? Because since Shino is not Kona, if it went up in price, he's still stealing the guy's, it's still the original guy's item. So I'm really, no. Ki'hashna, in the time of the L'Shalim, Shem Dobele Tor Ganvach Dichur Ganvimenelach. He doesn't pay the higher price because bottom line is, even if it's not Kona, but still that's not the object he stole. And therefore he doesn't have to pay based on the price of now. Let's see Rashi. That's the Shina Biyalav Kano, Bashina, Laha Milsa, Im Tavach, Macha Shalohu Tovech, Pata Badal Veh, Karen, Kefal, Mashal, Karen, Kiashna, Kefal, Kain Shigona, Kashasa, Mother Bedin. Kain Shigona, Kamano, Svina, Lay the Rabbi, Had the Hamat, Shlumi, Dal Veh, Kashasa, Mother Bedin, Rabbi Domer, Tavar, Shasa, Mashal, the Hashtag, Lake Los Vade, Yahoo, Lashnu, the Hach, Masnisa, Kefal, Dal Veh, Dafka, Nokar, Abel, Karen, Ekleshka, Kiashna, Mashal. So Amalei, Rahmana, Litzlan, Mahai, Daita. What does that mean? He said, God should save us from your stupid comments. That's basically what he's saying. So he said back, Adrabah, Amalei, Rahman Litzlan Midaita Didach. Okay. You have to take it with some humor, I guess. Was he saying that he doesn't think that? Okay. So Maskiv la Rabbi Zeir v'Nikvir b'Shino Hashem. So how could, if you want to tell me that it's not Rashi, Nikvir b'Shino Hashem, Nehi d'Shevach d'Gufei la v'Shino d'Meila k'Shavach, Ozo miyom b'Shmo v'ad y'shtari. Do we have a machlo? Yes, yeah. Whether Klev Nasa Ayil is called a Shinoi. Because Lamais is a Shinoi d'Meila. It happened by itself. It's not a Shinoi B'Yadayim. So one opinion says it's still called a Shinoi, and the other opinion says it's not a Shinoi. So the Gemara says, granted that it might not be a Shinoi because you didn't do a Maisa, but still shouldn't it be a Shinoi Hashem? That's also a Shinoi, that originally we call it an Egel, now we call it a Shor. So true, it's not a Shinoi Maisa, so maybe it's not a Shinoi, according to one opinion, but shouldn't everyone agree it's still a Shinoi because it's a Shinoi Hashem? Amarava Shor Ben Yomo Korishur. Ayel Ben Yomo Kor Ayel. That a Shor, even though technically when it's little, it's an Egel, but we still call it a shor, even when it's so it's really no Shinoi Hashem, because we'll find Psukim and Chumash that even a newborn is called a shor. Even though technically we call it an egel, but it's also called a shor, even when it's little. So therefore when it gets bigger, you don't say that it was a Shinoi Hashem. So Amar Rav Shor ben Yom Kor Shor, Ayel ben Yom Kor Ayel. How do we know? That's Shor ben Yom Kor Shor, Dixiv. That's a great raya. We just read it in Chumash, in Yontif. Shor Egel Eiz Ki Volid. That means that the shore when it's born. Ki yivoled, when it's born, it's called a shore. So you see that that the Torah calls a shore, even though technically it's not a shore. Technically it's an egel. But bottom line is, it's still, the Torah calls it a shore. So therefore, when it gets older, and we also call it a shore, that's not called a Shina Hashem, because it was always really called a shore. Even though we might call it an egel, but the Torah already calls it a shore. Shor ben yom kor shor dechsiv shor ches veikhtiv roi. Ayin ben yom kor ayel, dechsiv ve'eli tzoncho lo achalti. Who's speaking here? Was that Yaakov Avinu, right? Right, with Lavan. Right, he's saying that I never took anything. Why are you saying, what are you tricking me? I never did, I never took any, I never tricked you. Eli toncha lo achalti. So what does that mean? Elim, Elim are big animals. So you mean to say, I never took the big animals, but he took the small animals? What kind of confession is that? So obviously, he means to say he didn't take anything, and Elim are also referred to the small animals as well. Eli tzolchol achal, the Eli mudul achal, kvasim achal, alav shvami no ayel ben yomlos kara ayel. Mikol mokum kasha, because l'rav yolah. Because Rav Yolah says that God of Tlev and Asa Ayel is a Shinoi. But we have that Brisa that says that you still have to pay Dal V'Hei. So where it says, Amar Rav Sheshet, Hamani Beis Shammai, that Brisa is Beis Shammai. That we have an opinion of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds that Shinoi is not Kona. That Shinoi is not Kona. Where does he say that? The Tanya. Noson lo be'esnono. Right? We discussed before the din of Esnon Zono. I remember when we discussed the din of Esna and Afila Baal Imo, right? That's the din of even Baal, let's say Sidei Shemayim, he's by Kim Levi Ram name. Yeah, we have to do a little Chazara, but there's a din of Esna and Zona. So if you give if a person hires a Zona and he gives her an animal as payment, that animal can't be used as a korban. Or if he gives her wheat as a payment, so the question is, could you use that wheat for menachas on the mizbeach? So nason lames nonachitim vason solas zaysim vason shemen. Say you was if you gave the zona an animal, so of course that animal can't be brought on the mizbeach. That's a pasuk in chumash that you can't bring an esnan zona. Right, you can't bring the reward that a zona got. Cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. But what if a Zona got flour, got wheat? Could that be brought on the Mizbeach? Because it'll only be brought on the Mizbeach after it's what? Processed into flour. So, but once it's processed into flour, it's ready what? A Shinoi. So maybe if you hold that a Shinoi makes a difference, so then maybe what? Once it's changed, the only reason why an animal you can't bring is an animal's not changed. But if you give the zona chitim, what's the din? Can you make it into flour and then bring it on the mizbeach or not? So that's what this brisa talks about. Nosnol ames nana chitim vason soles, zaysim vason shemen, anovim vason yayin. You give her grapes, she makes it into wine. Tanichada Osir. One opinion says that you still can't bring it on the Mizbeach. Tanichada Mutter. And the other opinion says you can bring it on the Mizbeach. So what's the machlokus? Amar Rav Yosef. Tani Gruyan de Me'as Porek. Beishamai Osirin or Beisil Matirin. Beishamai, who holds that Shinoi is meaningless, that Shinoi is not Kone. So just like Shinoi is not Kone, then what? So that means Shino is not considered anything significant. So if Shino is not Kona, then what? So then you can't bring it on the Mizbeach, because we don't view Shino as significant. So therefore, we view when you give the Zona Chitim, even though she made it into Solas, but if Shino is not Kona, it's not considered a different object. So therefore, you can't bring it on the Mizbeach, because it's still considered an Esnan Zona. And Beis Hillel holds Shina is Kona because it's considered a different object. So when you give the Zona Chitim, you could bring it on the Mizbeach. So my time at the Beis Shammai, what's Beis Shammai's reasoning? That Shinoi, in other words, if you give Zona something, and even if she changes it, it still can't be brought on the Mizbeach. He has a pasuk, the Siv Gam L'Rabo Shinuyeim. Where does it say Gam? On the pasuk by Esnan Zona, let's read the pasuk inside. You have a chumash? Okay, we got the Rambam. What parsha? No. What? What parsha is that? Kiseitze. Half the mitzvahs in the Torah are Kiseitze. So you can always bet Kiseitze and you'll have a good chance of winning. Yeah. What do you think? Your test. Lo Sovi Esnan Zona. Can't bring an Esnan Zona. Umechir Kelef. What's a Mechir Kelef? He writes, an exchange for a dog. Say, I have a dog, and I don't want my dog anymore. And you have a nice animal, a nice lamb. We'll switch. I'll give you my dog for your lamb. Okay? So that lamb was given to me in exchange for my dog. That cannot be brought on the Mizbeach, that lamb. This is considered a to'eva. That a dog is considered a to'eva. So, so therefore, anything that came as a exchange for a dog cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. Ki tovas Hashem Elokecha gam shnehem. It's a to'eva for Hashem, both of these. Shnehem, what's the shnehem? The Esnan Zona and the Mechir Kelef. The Esnan Zona, again, is what the Zona got in reward. If she got a lamb in reward for her services, so that lamb can't be brought in the Mizbeach. And the Mechir Kelef is the exchange of Kelef for a lamb that also can't be brought in the Mizbeach. So let me ask you, Rabbosai. So it's a to'eva, both things. So the question is, why did the Torah say gam shneim? Why did the Torah say ki tovas Hashem shneim? They're both to'evas. What's the word purpose of the word gam? Seems to be extra. Just say both of these things, namely the Esnan Zona and the Mechir Kelev, are to'evas. What does it mean ki tovas Hashem gam shneim? So that's the discussion in the Gemara. What is gam coming to add? So by time in the Beis Shammai, the Chassid Gam l'Rabo Shinuyeim. So Beis Shammai says Gam is to teach you that even if you made a Shinoy out of it, it's still Aser. That was even if the Zona got Chitim and then she turned it into flour, it still can't be brought on the Mizbeach. Even the Shinoy can't be brought. So So that's what it says. Ki tovas Hashem gam shneim. What do you think of that? So that's Beis Shammai's Mokar. Beis Hillel. Heim v'lo shinuyeim. What does that mean? What does the pasuk say? Well, yeah, what is this? Shneihem. Because it doesn't say Heim. That's on the pasuk. So, Shneihem v'lo shinuyeim. Not Heim v'lo shinuyeim. Yeah, because there's no Heim. I mean, heim is part of the word shneihem, but there's no heim. Unless he's saying it could have been written ki tovas Hashem shneihem and write shneihem. I don't know if that would be so good Hebrew if you just tovas Hashem shneihem. So, but he learns that. Shneihem, these two things. In other words, the Mechir Kelev itself, and the Esnas known itself, but not the Shinuyeim. Okay, then there's going to be another Gemara. We'll see when we get to that. But it comes out that you have a fundamental machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What's the din if you give Zona an animal or wheat, and then the Zona, whoever does a Shinoi, could it still be brought on the Mizbeach or not? Beis Shammai says that even the Shinuyeim can't be brought on. Not only the object itself, but even if you made a Shinoi, so if the Zona was given wheat and made it into flour, it's still awesome. And Beis Hillel says Heim v'lo shinuyeim. And Beis Hillel says that no, only the object itself, only the wheat itself. But if you took the wheat and you made it into flour and you want to use that flour as a korban mincha, you could do so. So the Gemara says that this machlokis by Esnan Zona is relevant to whether Shinoi is Kone by Gosling. That if you hold that Shinoi is the same thing by Esnan Zona, and therefore it's still Osir, like Beis Shammai, so therefore Shinoi is not Kone. Because the whole idea of Shinoi Kone is that it's what? It's not the same thing anymore. But if you hold that what? That the Esnan Zona can be brought, if you change it, like Beis Hillel, so who dinami shinus kona? Now, so if somebody would ask you, where do you know in Chumash that Shino is Kona, so what would you tell them? What would you tell them? As again, the din is if a ganav steals something and then he does a shinoi, he gets to keep the object. He still has to pay the money, but he gets to keep the object. Right? The shinoi is kona. Means shinoi is kona means he keeps the object. He obviously has to pay for it. You don't get a freebie, but he's allowed to keep the object. So how do you know that shinoi is kona? Shnehem, from this pasuk, that Shnehem l'rabos, Shnehem v'lo shinuyeim. Well, but the problem is, so that's l'chor where we saw. The problem is, there's another Gemara, famous Gemara, on Samach Vavam and Aleph. And it says, first word on the line is Achshav. You see the first word on the line is Achshav? Amar Rabba shinikone. Concept of Shini Kona is Ksiva V'Tanina. We have a Pasuk to prove it, and we have a Mishnah. Ksiva V'Heshiv is HaGzela Shergoza. That you have to return the Gzela that you stole. Matalom Lomar Ashergoza. Why does it say, why don't you say V'Heshiv is HaGzela? Why Ashergoza? Of course. It's like somebody asked me, L'chol Briyosov Asher Bora in the benching. Right, so my good friend Binyamin asked me, "Of course, Chol Briyosov Asher Bara." Right? What does that mean, Chol Briyosov Asher Bara? Chol Briyosov. Briyosov means the creatures. So the same thing over here. What does it mean? V'heishiv zagzela Asher Gozal. If it's a gzela, it means it was stolen. So what's Asher Gozal? So Asher Gozal means, obviously, has to be an extra limut, because Asher Gozal is not necessary. So what's the limut? Im ke'ein Asher Gozal, yachsir, v'im lav dovin ba'al maboy shlumi. That if it's ke'ein Asher Gozal, yachsir, if it's, he stole something and it still looks the same way like he stole it, then you have to return it, and if not, not. So that's what it means, Asher Gozal. You only have to return a stolen item if it's Asher Gozal. If it still looks the same way as when you stole it. But if not, you get to keep it. What do you mean you get to keep it? It's not a freebie. You still have to pay for it, but you get to keep the object. So the Gemara says in Samach Vavam and Aleph that that's the mukkar. That's the mukkar for Shina Kona. From the pasuk, Hesiv Hesav Asher Gozal. Hesiv Hesav Asher Gozal. It was the pasuk of Shnehem v'lo shinuyeim, and the pasuk of Lat Asher Gozal are telling me the same thing. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Oh. So in other words, just because you hold of it in one case doesn't mean you hold of it in another case. So we'll see, yeah.
I have a question. How does the pillow use him? I understand not him, gum. The pillow uses him to say that only that specific one, but what do they use gum for? They just.
Oh, so that's on the next page. Yeah, I didn't want to get to that, yeah, because that's a separate. Okay? But that's. That's what the Gemara is going to speak about in the next page. Okay, so Tosus is going to discuss the necessity of the two psukim. The bottom Tosus. What is the necessity of having the two psukim? Because the Chara, both psukim, teach me this idea that Shina is Krovim. Shneim lo Shiniyim. And Ashagoza, which you are, Ain Shagoza. The exchange is like Ain Shagoza.
Oh, so let's see.
Hein v'lo shinu yeyim teima de besomach dafkele l'rabba de shine kone mikro acharina de chsiv asher gozol ke ein shegozol yachsir. We have another pasuk. So what do you need this pasuk for? V'od kosher de Rav Chisda k'omar, Rav Chisda's opinion on Samach Zayin is de shine ein kone, because he says the darsh asher gozol mikol mokom. You see, it's interesting. Now, the Rabbah on Samach Vav Amud Aleph says Asher Gozal to teach me that Shin is Kona. Rav Chisda on Samach Zayin learns Asher Gozal as a riboy to say that anything that you would Gozal, meaning even if it doesn't look the same, you have to return it. Whereas Asher Gozal is extra, so you can go either way with it. You can say extra to have the drasha of Ke'en Shagazal, if not, you have to return it. Or the opposite way, Asher Gazal Mikol Mokom. That is, whatever you stole, even if it doesn't look like what it was originally, you still have to return it. The Rav Chisda Kol Medushin Ikona, the Darsha Asher Gazal Mikol Mokom, but Gazal Kama. And Rabbi Yochanan also says that you have to return a gzela even if it's nishtana. So you have two people, Rav Chisda and Rav Yochanan, both saying that Shinoi is not Kona. So Frektos v'chi pligi abeisilo? Are they going to argue with Beisilo? What's the kasha? Why aren't they going to... What's wrong if they argue on Beis Hillel? We always pass it like Beis Hillel, yeah. And Rav Chisda was an Amora even. I mean, and the halachas... In other words, Mestama, what it means is what? That it was already Nikba that the halachas like Beis Hillel. So what is a later generation arguing on Beis Hillel? We know we'll be passing like whenever the... Almost everywhere... When there's a machlokis, Beis Hillel and Mishnah, maybe pasuk like Beis Hillel, except for certain cases. So, and Mestama, that was already decided in their own generation. Right? So it was already pasuk like Beis Hillel. So how can a later generation wake up one day and say, we're going to pasuk in that Shinoi is not Kona? But that's against the previous generation's sheet of Beis Hillel. So that's the Gemara's kasha. That's Tosa's kasha. That you have Beferish people, Rav Chisda, is an Amoraim, whatever, who are saying that Shinoi is not Kona. It's seemingly going against Beis Hillel, who says Shinoi is Kona. And the underlying assumption, like Tzvi said, is that it's a given that we paskin like Beis Hillel. And Mestama, that was a given already in the generation of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai then. So it was already accepted that we paskal like Beis Hillel, how could he go along? How could Richard McCullough say that we don't? V'nira l'dari the kaman mairi b'shina echozu l'briyoso. V'achi b'aisi b'reisha gozul kamam. Nusid Rabbi Yochanan v'rabba the b'somach sover the fil shina echozu l'briyoso nami kani. So what's Tosa's answer? Tosa's answer is there's two types of shinui. There's one type of shinui that's irreversible, and then there's another type of shinui that's reversible. Which shinui, which sometimes you make a shinui, there's no way you can bring it back to the original form. But sometimes you can make a shinui, you could undo the shinui and bring it back to the original form. Right? So Tosa says that these people, Rav Chista, Rav Yochanan, who said that shinui is not kona, they're not arguing in Beis Hillel necessarily. Because they only said it by a shinoi that's chozer l'briyoso. So since it's a reversible shinoi, it's not such a good shinoi, because you can undo it. Like I can take this box and tear it to pieces, and then I can go ahead and, you know, tape it back together. So it's a shinoi, but it's chozer l'briyoso. So those Amoraim who didn't hold from shinoi, snapshot, they don't hold from any shinoi. They say that if a shinoi is reversible, then it's not considered a good shinoi. That's the pshat. Welcome, Isaac Bryce. Goes on, yep. Utsrichi Trey Croy. And we need two psukim. I mean, now he's going to explain why you need the two psukim of Asher Gozal and the pasuk of Shneim. The E Lav Elachad Kra have a Mugmin Le Bishin Shayne Chosel Le Briyoso. Because if you only had one pasuk, you see, we hold the way Tosis is understanding that all Shino is a Kona. Whether it's chozer l'briyoso or not chozer l'briyoso, all shinui is a kona. That's what we hold. That all shinui is a kona. So if we hold that all shinui is a kona, so if you only had one pasuk, what would you think? That maybe only, if there was only one pasuk to teach me the concept of shinui, I would say that that pasuk is only referring to what? A good shinoi. A shinoi that's not reversible. In that case, I would say that a shinoi is kona. But a shinoi that's not so good, I would say maybe that's not a good shinoi. Therefore, I need two psukim. One to teach me that shinoi is kona when it's not reversible, and another pasuk to teach me that even if it is reversible, shinoi is kona. Let's see that Gemara on Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis. Let's see the first Mishnah there. Hagozel Eitzim Vasom Kalim. If you steal pieces of wood and you make Kalim into it, you make a box out of it. Tzemer Vasom Begodim, where you steal wool and you make a suit into it. Mishalom Kishas Hagzela. Then you pay Kishas Hagzela. Because when you did a shino, you were kona. So you're not going to have to pay what it's worth after you did the shino, because that's yours. You only have to pay prior to the shino, because shino is kona. Now, that's Mishnah, is Rabbah on Samach Vav Amar Aleph brings this Mishnah as a proof that Shinah is Kona. Look on Samach Vav Amar Aleph. Amar Rabbah Shinah Kona. So, it's a Pasuk and a Mishnah. So, the Pasuk we said, Vaisiv is Hagzela Shagozel. What's the Mishnah? Hagozel Eitzim Asam Kalim, Sem Asam Begodim, Shalom Kishas Hagzela. So the Chiddush of Rabba, Tosus wants to say, is that even a shinoi that's chozer is still a good shinoi. Whereas from the pasuk of Esnan, that teaches me a shinoi. But that, what kind of shinoi was that? In the Esnan, that was irreversible. Because if you take chitim and make it flour, you can't reconstitute the chitim. So that's irreversible. So since it's irreversible, then what? Then it's kona. But that's not such a big chiddush, because it's irreversible. On Samach Vav Amar Aleph, Rabba wants to tell us a bigger chiddush, that even if it's not reversible, even if it is reversible rather, so it's not such a big shinoi, that's also called a shinoi. So Tosa says, it works out well, because the case of that Mishnah, that you took pieces of wood and you made a table out of it, is that reversible or irreversible? That's reversible, because you can just dismantle the table and then you'll have back your pieces of wood. Or you can undo the weaving. It'll be difficult, but you can undo the weaving and you'll have back your threads. So that's what Tosa says. It works out well. That the Pasuk by Esnan Zona is talking about a Shinoi She'ena Chose. That is not such a big Chiddush, because it's a big time Shinoi, so of course it's Kona. The Chiddush is that even a Shinoi that's what? That is Chose, even a Shinoi that is Chose is also called a Shinoi. And that's Rabba's Chiddush, and that's why he brings that Mishnah in Bava Kama, because that Mishnah in Bava Kama is talking about a shinoi that what? That is reversible. So that's what he says here. First wide line. Mitzrichi trei kroi. Dilav elachad kroi havam gwinei b'shinoi shein chozer. Father Maisi Rabba Suliyah Dvarv Masnisun the Gozel Eitzim. Why did he bring a Mishnah from Gozel Eitzim? Mishum Demairi, Bishini Chosel Briyoso, Kidamuki Le Hosam, Bereish Pirkin, Beitzim Mishupim, Vitseva Tovoy. Oh. So that's Tosis' Yisod. Now, you hear what Tosis is saying? That's why you need the two psukim. If I only had one pasuk, I would think only a super shinoi is a good shinoi. That's irreversible. Now I need a second pasuk to tell me that a shinoi, that's even that. So that's the whole chiddush of Rabba, is to tell me that there's a concept of shinoi, even what? If it's reversible. This obviously is assuming that there was a tradition that Rabba already had the drasha of Beis Hillel of Shnehem Velo Shinuyehem. He had that drasha. Because that was from the Free Adikadaris. That was from the previous generations. That was from Beis Hillel. He already had that. So when Rabba went to Yeshiva Ktana, they already taught him that there's a din of Shinui. So now he's a base medrash guy. He wants to say a chiddush. So that's what Tos saying. What are you saying chiddush? You learned that in Yeshiva Ktana, the din of Shinui, from Shneim Velo Shinuyeim. So why are you saying a chiddush? So that's what Tos says. Rabbi is saying a chiddush because to teach me that even a substandard Shinui, even a Shinui that's not so great, that's reversible, is also called a Shinui. What do you think? Would be so. Tzvi Selengar is asking: would Beis Hillel be moda to Rabba's chiddush, or is that Rabba's creation in the later generations? In other words, it's a Mishnah. Mamorov says it's a Mishnah. So what did Rabba accomplish? Rabba just said, I'll find you a pasuk to prove that the Mishnah is correct. Whereas we don't have, it could be Beis Hillel knew this already, but Beis Hillel never wrote it down, or never told us about this. Beis Hillel only spoke about the pasuk in Kiseitze of Shnei Moshe Negev. So the Malarov says the Chora Beis Hillel was going to agree with that because it's a Mishnah. The Chiddush of Rabba is that he found another pasuk, because without another pasuk, you won't know that a substandard Shina is also good. Because if you only have one pasuk, you'll say that that pasuk is the lesser Chiddush, right? Only a great shinui. You need a second pasuk to tell me that even a substandard shinui is good. Because if you only have one pasuk, you say the pasuk is, you always try to limit the chiddush. So if you only have one pasuk, you only say it only if it's irreversible is good. Because it's a super shinui.
So
No, because then you would ask a question, where do you get that from? You would question, in other words, you would just question the Mishnah, how did the Mishnah know that? So you have to have a source. In other words, okay, the Mishnah said, but how did the Mishnah know? So the Mishnah needs, you can't just make things up. The Mishnah has to, so either Beis Hillel already said Rabba's work, or it was left with Tzarachias until Rabba came along and said this kish. Oh, now, the next problem, whose chumash is this? The next problem that Tosis is going to have
I mean, you see, Tosus is a pilpul. Why is it a pilpul? Rabbi Rosenzweig, Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig, said a good word. He said, what's the definition of a pilpul? A pilpul is when you assume that everyone else assumes everyone else's assumptions. I think I've said this before. No? In other words, and then you ask the question. In other words, maybe Rabbi never heard of Beis Hillel's drasha. Maybe he never got that Masoret. And really, he's saying he didn't. In other words, so Tosus always is assuming that everyone else assumes everyone else's knowledge, and then he's asking, so what do you think? You just come to America, Rabbi? And you should have learned that in Yeshiva Tana, and that Beis Hillel said that. Well, what are you discovering America one day? You think you're in the big shot, you discovered America, Shimi's Kona? Beis Hillel already told her that. But that's assuming that Rabbi had that Masorah of Beis Hillel. Maybe he never had that Masorah. And Rebbe is just saying it did, of Shimi Kona. But the assumption of Tosus is, and this is Tosus always assumes, this is Shas Kolin, right? It's in the Sefer.
Shas Kolin is Shas Kolin.
So Shas Cohen, his name is Yeshua Cohen. He knows Shas. Mamish. He knows Shas. It's frightening. He knows like every Tosus and every, you know, like everything. Shas. Like every time it says a certain Lashon, he can tell you it's 15 times. You know, he really knows Shas. So he writes in the Sefer, Karen Yeshua. And he quotes, I think I've said this before, from Rakai Velashna. Usually all the machlokas in between Rashi and Tosus are boiled down to one yisod. And Tosus tries to make all of Shas work in together. And therefore they'll ask from one Gemara to the other Gemara. Rashi is not necessarily concerned by that. That this is one Gemara, this is the other Gemara. They don't have to drive. They're different people. So why do you have to mesh everything together? You see, what Tosus always does is, Tosus will take one Gemara and he'll put it against another Gemara and say, so how do these two Gemaras drive? And therefore, we'll have to make up a new halacha to make it drive. Whereas Rashi will say, no, this is this sugya, this is other sugya, and they don't have to drive. They're different people. This was discussed in this basic medrash, and the other thing was discussed in the other basic medrash. So this is a classic example where Moses is taking two things. You have to assume that everyone assumed everyone else. And therefore, he has to make this new category of Shimea, about Shimea Chosra Briyosa, not Chosra Briyosa. And the famous machlokis between the Vilna Gaon and Rabbi Natav about how much you have to keep in Tzeis HaKotavim is also that same idea of taking two different Gemaras and assuming the two Gemaras have to shim together. Because you have a Gemara in Shabbos that says that Tzeis HaKachavim is 13 and a half minutes after the Shkia. And you have another Gemara that says it's 72. So the Gaonim says it's not a Stira. One Gemara is talking about the Halachic Tzeis HaKachavim of 3 stars. 13 and a half minutes is 3 stars. The other Gemara of the 72 minutes is not talking about the halakhic Tzeis HaKachavim. It's just talking about when all the stars come out. But it's not talking about the halakhic. Halakhic Tzeis HaKachavim is not all the stars, it's only 3 stars. So one Gemara is a halakhic Gemara, and one Gemara is just saying when all the stars come out for the purpose of what's a Derech Rechokah for Pesach, etc. So Mela, you don't have to mesh the two Gemaras. One is that. That's how the Vilna Gaon explains. But Tosus there has to know. The two Gemaras have to work together. So Tosus has this big yisod that there are two Shkias. And one Gemara is saying that it's 72 minutes from the first sunset. And then there's another sunset, whatever that means. That the sun goes deeper, that's also considered a second sunset. And from 58 and a half to 72, that's when the 13 and a half minutes are shining. Whereas the Gros says the 13 and a half minutes are from Shkia. Rabbi Tam says, no, I agree to the 13 and a half minutes. But the 13 and a half minutes are from the second Shkia. But the whole Yisod is that that the 72 and the 13 and a half have to work together. So therefore, you have to come up with this idea that the 72 person agrees to the 13 and a half, and just the 13 and a half is at the end of the 72. So from 58 and a half to 72, we're 13 and a half. So the 13 and a half end at the 72. So it's one and the same. Whereas the Gros says it's ridiculous. The 13 and a half from Shkia, 72 is something else. I forget that. So it's a fundamental way of how do you understand, how do you learn Shas? You know, it's a totally different mentality of how Shas is supposed to be learned. Is Shas supposed to be learned as one unity trying to make everything mesh? Or no? They're parallel sugyas that don't have to mesh. So, and the nafkaminas are astounding. Because according to the Vilna Gaon, 13 and a half minutes in Yerushalayim, after Shkia, you can do Malacha. According to Rabbi Natan, you have Shkia for that. That's pretty drastic. I mean, according to the Vilna Gaon, on Friday, after 13 and a half minutes on Friday, in Yerushalayim, you do Malacha. Chayav Shkila, according to the Rabbi Natan, you can still drive your car until 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. You can go to Zodai. Alright? My mind, you have such a. But according to, in one situation, it was Mutu Machatkila, according to the other person, is Chayav Shkila. Shkila is not looking for the right home. You won't be able to write home about it.
You know?
It's
Rav Shechter likes to say about this
that in the Machlokas of Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna Gaon, you don't say able for able. So if someone's right and someone's wrong. So if you're a Gronik, you always follow the Gron. Now with this, you can't be so much of Rabbeinu Tam. Say you're stuck on Friday. If you say for this Shabbos, I'll keep Rabbeinu Tam. So I'm going to Friday, so I should get, and I'll keep Shabbos later at the end. So Shabbos for normally you can say it was able, and both of them are valid, but here it's a contradiction of the thesis, so therefore he thought either one is right and one is wrong. That's his opinion. I mean, generally we assume that we don't follow. You should know, it's amazing, for hundreds of years in Hungary, wherever, they used to follow Rabbeinu Tam, Even Lakul. And that's what they did. They did what they say Rabbi Akiva Eger used to do. Only Rabbi Akiva Eger, we would consider him a Chal Shabbos. That's strange, huh? You know? There's a great book on by Baimish, his last name is Baimish, and he tells you the history of Zmanim. And he says that was, that's the way it was done. And the communities, I mean, the Mechaber and Ramah, they all passed like Rabbeinu Tam. It was only that they had this meeting in America. When they came to America, they had the meeting. There's a big rabbinic meeting that no one's going to follow because originally the Hasidim they were going to do Malacha after Shkia, and I think they had this meeting and the Sabra Rebbe, you know, agreed that they're not going to let his Hasidim do Malacha after Shkia, and that became normative. So in America, no one does Malacha after Shkia, even though in communities in Hungary, wherever, they used to do Malacha up to 58 and a half minutes after the Shkia. In America, so even people who keep Rabbeinu Tam only will keep Rabbeinu Tam L'chumra on Motzai Shabbos, and not L'chul on Erev Shabbos. Even though it's not fair, keep Rabbeinu Tam, if you have to keep it late on Erev Shabbos, you should have the L'chul on Friday, right? So it's not fair. You're right, it's not fair, but that's life, you know. But it doesn't always have to be fair. So that's the way it goes. But I'm just, what I'm trying to point out, why am I bringing this in? Because the same idea, because this Tosus is based on that idea, that we're assuming that we're trying to mesh everything together. We're not just saying that, you know, Rabbi didn't hear from him. You know, if you would ask me, I would say maybe Rabbi had never heard of that drasha, even though that drasha was from the generations before. But I don't know. You don't know how it works. Did every Amora get every drasha that any time ever said, every Amora knew? Well, no. What does Bar Rav say? Bar Rav doesn't know.
Which way it was? Oh, now the problem is like this. Let's take in the Gemara Samach Vav Amud Aleph, because Tanina Hagozel Eitzim Vasam Kalim. First word we'll learn is Vasan. Vasan Kalim. Temer Vasan Pigodim Shalom Kshas Agzela. So that's a raya that Shein is Kona. Inami Lo Hispik Litlo Achet Zvao. Potter. What's the din? That you have to give when the first time you share your animal, the wool, you have to give to a kohen. That's one of the chavdalat matnas kohunim. Right, the 24 presents that we have to give to kohanim. We have to give them the pidyon haben money, and we have to give them the bikurim, and we have to give them truma, and another thing we have to give them is reishis hages. That the first time you share the animal, the ratio is good, you have to give it to a kohen. So what if I went ahead and I sheared off the wool and then I painted it blue? So I did a shinoi. I painted it blue. So the Gemara says, now you don't have to give it to a kohen anymore because it's shinoi. It's nishtana. So you don't have to give it to the kohen anymore. Now, what kind of shinui is that? Is that chozer lebriyoso or ain't a chozer lebriyoso? When you paint it, is that reversible or irreversible? What?
It's
irreversible. It's irreversible. It should be. So if it's irreversible, it doesn't make sense to bring that by Rabba, right? Because Rabba's whole chiddush, according to Tosis, is that even reversible Shinuyim are called Shinuyim. And that's why he brings that Mishnah on Tzadi Gimel. So then so Tos is bothered, but has it work out with the second Mishnah that he brings? What? It is what? Yeah. Yeah, oh. So that's what Tosas is going to say. That you have to say that Gemara is reversible. Because if it would be irreversible, then there's no point to bring it. Because the whole point, Rabba's not trying to tell us that it was Shina's Kona. I don't need Rabba for that. I learned that in first grade by, you know, when they taught me the Beis Hillel. The whole Chiddush of Rabba, Tosas is saying, is that even a substandard shinui is also irreversible. So then every raya that's brought to Rabbah has to be from a substandard type of shinui, irreversible. So that's what Tosa says. Second wide line. V'hidolo hispik liten lo ad she tzva'o. If you didn't give the reishis hageis, and you colored it before you got a chance to give it. You can what? Comb it out? So you saying, Kirsch? Comb it out. You can comb it out. So it's reversible. Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that only shina she'enu chozer. Mukula b'kala ilon. right? Kala Ilan is a certain dye that's they used to use to. They used to have fake tchelos, right? You see people, in even in the time of the Shas, used to try to trick people. So, just like tchelos was expensive, so they were crooks. They used to just take from the trees. There was a certain sap that you can get from the trees that makes the blue dye. And apparently that was very cheap. So a crooked person, what he'd do, instead of getting the real chilozon, which is expensive fish, they would go ahead and they used to cheat the people and go to the tree and get the dye for much cheaper and sell it for more expensive. So the question is, the case of Tzvo, what type of dye was it used? So if you want to say that this Gemara is talking about that it's not chozer, that it rather is chozer, then it's some regular dye. But if it's not chozer, then if you want to say that that's what it's talking about, then it was talking about kala ilon, the dye from the tree. The law of our law. So the question is, how does Rabba know he's right? Based on that Mishnah, maybe Taka, that Mishnah is talking about irreversible, and only irreversible. So he says, L'Rava, the law of our law, L'Rabba nirlo dochak la'mida b'kala ilan. He thinks that's a dochak. L'hachi ma'isi minosiyata. Whereas he thinks it's a dochak to say that Mishnah is talking about kala ilan. Because if we'd be talking about kala ilan, he would have no raya to his shita. If we're talking about kala ilan. I guess why is it dochak? Because I guess that's not the normal way people would. Used to dye wool. So if that was not the normal way, so Meheki Tasi, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. So Akorcha, the Mishnah must be talking about dye that you can take off. So Memela, then it's a riot to Rabba. But you see what Tosis did over here. Tosis took this whole Gemara on Tzamach Vav and gave it a whole new spin on it. Because without this Tosis, I'd say he's telling you the din of Shina Kona. Tosa saying, no, Shina Kona I know from Beis Hillel. He's telling me a specific din that Shina is Kona, even if it's Chozer Libriyoso. And that's the whole Chiddush of Rabba. Interesting, no? It's a whole new way of... But he only said it because he was bothered from this Kasha. But if you assume the kasha is not a kasha, you assume that he didn't know from this drasha, then you don't have to say that. But Tosis was forced into this. You see, that's how Tosis operates. He always quotes you some other gemara. So usually it's a gemara from left field. Here it's just a gemara on the next page. Usually it's some bikias, like he got some gemara nida and of Mem Zayin or something, out of the woodwork. He pulls up. And he asks the kasha, and then he has the teretz. Here is mamish just on the next page, and he has this kasha and the teretz. Oh. Okay, so that's an interesting tosis. Take a look at the tosis right before that. Hamani beishamehi. Right, the Gemara says that the shita that holds that Shina is not kona is beishame. So Tosis has the kasha. Hai shinuya leisa l'rava. The islei beresha gozel kama dafka l'gavoa asri beishame. Yishum de imis. Whereas the assumption of Tosis of the Gemara is that beishame, since he holds, he can't bring, even if it's nishtane, he can't bring it on the mizbeach. So that's a general shita of beishame, that Shinui is meaningless. So Tosa says it's not so poshut, because Rava in Samigdal and Amun Aleph says that really Beishamai might hold from Shinui, but it's a special chumrah that Beis Shammai is saying by Korbanos. Because Korbanos, you're putting it on the Mizbeach. So you put something on the Mizbeach, you want it to be totally pure. You know? You want it to be totally pure. You know, like, there's a whole discussion in the post-kim, could you make a church into a shul? Right? It's a whole discussion in the post-kim. And there are some prominent shuls that have once, you know, the Bialystok shul in the Lower East Side, if you've ever been there. So that was a church. You can look at it. From outside, it looks like a church. You walk in, you see it's a shul. But they took off the cross. But this is not like 90 years ago. I don't know exactly how many years, how many years ago this was. But that's a big discussion in the poskim, because when we're using something for like karbanos or dav or beis knesses, they're poskim that hold that if it had a stigma on it, that it was a church, then you should never use it for a shul. But there are mekilim on it also. So that's what Rav is saying. Beis Shammai holds from Shinui, but when it comes to putting something on the Mizbeach, even Shinui is not good enough. Because that we have super high standards. That on the Mizbeach, we don't want anything that has any schmutz on it. So even if it was Eston Zona, even if it was changed, no good. So B'meil, if that's true, then there's no raya that Beis Shammai is the shita that holds the shino is not kona, right? Because the Gemara is comparing Beis Shammai by Zona with Beis Shammai by Dalet V'hei. Who says Dalet V'hei has nothing to do with the Mizbeach? So then Tosis asks, but in Ochanami, the Gemara compares the two, but what right does the Gemara have to compare the two? Just because he holds like it in one, who says he holds like it in the other? Ishloma the Kasover, the Ishrina Kona, Imken Roy, who Lahatir Shinu Be'esnan, the Choshev Ka'ache, Veinza Oshabol Liyod, the Betor Sestan, the Mimis Nami Lomais. Whereas our Gemara is saying that it's Hobah Hatalia. In other words, if you hold like Rava, then you can't say our Gemara. Agamar doesn't work with Rava. See, here's an example where Tosis is saying that you can't mesh the two. See, usually Tosis is a big believer of unity, of Talmudic unity, that the whole Talmud should be unified. But here Tosis is saying, even though I'm a big believer of that, but there's no way I could get Rava Shita into this Gemara, because Rava over there says it's a special din by Mizbeach, so then you have no right to compare it to Dalet V'hei. So Agamar obviously compares it, and the yisod of the comparison is that if it's considered shinoi legabe kinyan, so that shows that it's not the same object, so therefore it should be good legabe esnan, and we're not bothered, and once it's considered a dover acher legabe shinoi for kinyan, then it's not even considered maos even for mizbeach. That's Agamar. Whereas Rava over there said no, the Mizbeach has a higher standard. The Mizbeach has a higher standard. Then obviously Agamar doesn't work with Rav as Yisod. Because Agamar is comparing the two. The Gemara says, who's the one? You give me a brisa that says Shino is not Kona. Yeah, that's Beis Shammai, who holds that by Esnon it's still us. So Rav is saying, yeah, nothing to do one with the other. One is by Esnan, one is here. Okay, these are two interesting. Tomorrow is already Thursday. I want to finish the Gemara here and do the top Tosfos. And then eventually we'll probably end up Sunday. We're going to have the first Shechita packet. We have a Chumashir and Bracious Bez Hashem tomorrow. And then Bez Hashem will have a packet on Shinui. With different Mefarshim and things like that. Okay?